Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Dynamic Discussions. This is episode 18. I am your host, Dylan Eckes. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you to each and every single one of you listeners who have tuned into the show. We're well into the 100 subscribers now, and I couldn't be happier with the results of this passion project of mine. For those of you who are new to tuning in, this is a personal development podcast. This podcast is designed to expand your mind, push your body, grow your business, and get in touch with your spiritual side. If you want to take your personal development to elite levels, this is the podcast for you. I will give you tips, tricks, hacks, resources, tools, information, opinions, and ideas that'll take you to these elite levels. I am not what you would consider elite, but I'm well on my way. And I'm confident in saying that because I'm confident in the path that I've taken. I'm confident in the experience I've had in life. And I'm confident with the tools, tips, tricks, and hacks that I've learned from elite level human beings, a high performance individuals, and successful people in life. I have learned things that I know work, tried, true, and tested, that I applied to my life and that I'm wanting to share with you listeners. So thank you to each and every single one of you for tuning in. And find the podcast on Instagram at dynamic.podcast. Make sure you tag us in your posts that you share from the show. You can also follow me on Twitter for all updates on the podcast at Dylan_Eckes1. And if you have any topic suggestions or if you have something you would like to discuss, you can send me an email at dylan.eckes1@gmail.com. Today's episode is going to be a little bit shorter, but it's something that I feel like a lot of people are going through. It's something that I'm personally going through, and it's something that I feel isn't talked about in the world of personal development. And today we're going to talk about parenting. Now, what I'm about to say might rub some people the wrong way. And the reason I say that is because there are a lot of people out there that do a great job. They work really hard. They have very intensive jobs in terms of labor or mental capacity. There are a lot of jobs that require a lot of attention, long hours. But the hardest job in the world is being a parent. Now, with that being said, I have been an entrepreneur my whole life. I have been in very intense labor-driven jobs. I've been in very mental-driven and monotonous and tedious jobs. I've done a lot of different things over my career. And I can tell you this for a fact, that parenting is the hardest thing mentally, physically, and emotionally that you will ever do. But with that being said, it is also the most fulfilling and enjoyable thing. Now, like I said, this might be an unpopular opinion for some people to hear, but it's just my opinion. I've done a lot of things in my career. I've done a lot of jobs. I've done a lot of intensive labor jobs. Being a parent is definitely the hardest thing. And, you know, I give credit where credit is due. Without my wife, this world of mine wouldn't go round. With the support she gives through my career, as well as taking care of our home and our children, she's a rock star. And I don't know how she can do it day in and day out, but she does without question. And a lot of women do. And so I just want to, you know, give credit where credit's due and give props to my wife. But when you are a parent and life can be difficult, you have to make decisions, hard choices, you have to discipline, you have to teach lessons. When you throw COVID-19 onto all of that, it makes life about 100 times harder. And the reason I say that is because COVID has been one of the strangest and most difficult times in my recent memory. And I would say my whole generation's recent memory, the millennial generation. You know, the younger kids, they might experience even more stranger times as the future unfolds in front of us. But for us right now, especially the millennials, this is one of the most difficult times we've had to endeavor in our adulthood. And as a parent, it is your goal in life to raise your children the right way. What do I mean by that? It is your goal to teach them between right and wrong. It is your goal to teach them between good and evil. It is your goal to teach them good manners, to teach them respect, to discipline them when they need to be disciplined, to teach them the lessons from discipline, to teach them not to be a bully, to be respectful to elderly, to adults, to children their own age and, you know, the generation that comes after them. It's a lot of responsibility to be a parent. But with that being said, today I want to discuss three things that I think every parent during these strange COVID times needs to emphasize on their children. And number one is their health. Get rid of the gummy bears. Get rid of the cookies. Get rid of all that garbage. This is an opportune time to understand that the world does have viruses. It has disease. It has things that really can hurt or kill you. Now, I'm not going to get into debate whether or not this is a very dangerous disease or virus. I've heard a lot of that. As far as I'm concerned, it's still a virus. It's still something that can hurt or harm you, just like the flu, just like anything else. But with that being said, it is more important than ever to be a role model for your children in their health. Get them eating the right food, fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, good fats. Instead of having a chocolate bar, have some peanut butter and celery. Instead of having a fruit roll-up, give them an apple. Another thing is to get them outside, get them some vitamin D, put the video games down, stop stimulating their brain with a bunch of garbage, go outside. Don't get me wrong, you can make a killing at video games, but a six-year-old doesn't need to be sitting in front of a screen all day. Get them outside, get them active, teach them sports, get them on a trampoline, to get them on a bike. If you can't do any of that, if you don't have the money for any of that, take them for a walk. It's really simple. Number two is better habits and personal hygiene. This is something that should be obvious to a lot of people, but it's also good to take this as an opportunity to reestablish rules, to reestablish good habits. You know, simply washing your hands before and after you eat, making sure that you use hand sanitizer or hand wash, making sure that you wipe up a mess after it's done. It also promotes good habits outside of hygiene, such as cleaning up after themselves. And here's the thing, if you make it enjoyable, the kids are going to pick up on these good habits in a positive light. They're not going to see this as being a chore or a hassle or a burden for their little mind. This is something that they're going to enjoy. For me and my wife, that was the number one thing that we ran into, is they got out of these habits very, very easily not being in school. So we had to reestablish our limits and our boundaries on what we will allow and not allow. And, you know, when it comes to washing your hands before and after dinner, brushing your teeth before bed, first thing in the morning when you wake up, eating better foods, cleaning up after themselves, simple things that we had to readjust ourselves as parents to make sure that we reinforce it and reinforce it in a positive light. And the number one thing that we as parents, and I think we as human beings, need to do moving forward is to start being nicer to each other. Stop being a bully to each other, especially online. The amount of negativity, the amount of negative comments that I read, and it doesn't matter what I read. It doesn't matter if it's an inspirational quote on Instagram. It doesn't matter if it's just news, if it's a sports article. It does not matter. The amount of negativity that I see, a lot of people are bored during quarantine and they write these negative comments. I get it. But all in all, we as human beings need to be nicer to each other. And for me, this has been a great opportunity to teach my kids and reinforce the importance of being nice to other human beings, to be a good person and a respectful person. So to summarize, guys, again, this wasn't an episode to piss off the people that aren't parents. It's just my opinion that parenting is the hardest job on earth, but it's also the most fulfilling and enjoyable. And I believe that these three things, the health, the habits, and the respect towards other human beings, are not only things that we can apply to our children, but I think that we need to start applying to us as adults on a daily basis. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.